The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Market View Minutes with Michelle Martin on Money FM 89.3.
Over the past week, investors have sold off more than $1 trillion worth of Chinese shares. This follows moves by Beijing to crack down on big tech companies, the private education sector, and more. In the wake of the sell-off, U.S. regulatory officials have halted new Chinese IPOs in the United States. Is this the time, then, to stay away from Chinese shares? One analyst I had on my show last week, VFS's Jack Kuzi, said we're facing a once-in-a-generation opportunity to buy Chinese shares, and he's not alone in this view. The investment research firm Morningstar says there are selective opportunities for investors. So what is on Morningstar's list? I'll tell you. Morningstar still likes Alibaba and Tencent. Morningstar's Lorraine Tan told CNBC that both tech companies should still have good long-term cash flow. Plus, they're no longer going to fence each other off from their networks. Alibaba shares are down more than 20% over the past year. Tencent has fallen that much in just the past 3 months. But at these levels, Tan says the companies could offer bargains. We'll have a better sense of Alibaba's business tomorrow when it releases its results. Now, one more company to highlight, CNOOC, or China National Offshore Oil Corp. It is Morningstar's top pick in the Asian energy sector. CNOOC was blacklisted by the U.S. Pentagon late last year over its alleged ties to the Chinese military. But Morningstar doesn't think it'll have a huge impact on CNOOC's operations. CNOOC shares are down 13% over the past month, but Morningstar expects its oil sales to benefit from the global economic recovery. So if you have an appetite for risk, a long-term view, and aren't scared off by the recent sell-off, consider taking a closer look at Chinese companies, including Alibaba, Tencent, and CNOOC.
Market View Minutes with Michelle Martin on Money FM 89.3. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.